A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and prayers, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verse number 16. The scripture says, Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. You open your hand and you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Message translation of that verse of scripture says, concerning God, generous to a fault, you lavish your favor on all creatures. The God that we serve is a generous God. God is generous to a fault. He is generous to the good and to the bad. He causes his rain to fall upon both the good and the wicked. God does not upbraid. He is God, the one who gives liberally, and he does not upbraid. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. And so the hands of God are opened. He opened his hands to satisfy the desires of every living thing. From this passage of scriptures, we discover that God has a responsibility towards every living thing. You must have that understanding. Your Creator, the Father of us all, has a responsibility towards you because you are a living thing and He created you in His image and after His likeness. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Don't take any thought concerning your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, what you will put on. He said you should consider the lilies of the field and then the birds of the air. These birds, they do not sow, they do not spin, they do not reap, they do not gather to barn, yet God feeds them. God satisfies them. And then he said, you are of a more value than the birds of the air, than the flowers of the field. And so God has a responsibility towards you, a duty of a father to his child. God has that duty to take care of you because you are a living thing. And so as long as you are alive, God stands in his position of responsibility towards you. And that is why he does not collect money for the air you breathe. He satisfies you. And it is my prayer that your health will not fail. You will not be given oxygen to survive. The air that God freely gives will be sufficient for you. It satisfies the desires of every living thing. So you are a living thing. And aside the fact that you are a living thing, you belong to God. You belong to God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Everyone who is born again, everyone who has accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, has been given the spirit of sonship, the spirit of adoption, whereby he or she may cry, Abba, Father. God has become your Father through Christ Jesus, and you are now entitled to the blessings of Abraham. The Bible says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, having been made a curse for us, as it is written, Cursed be everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, that we may have the promise of the Spirit through faith. We're having the promises of God. Everything that God has promised us is made available and accessible to us. So we have access to the blessings through Christ Jesus our Lord. What am I saying? That God has a responsibility towards every living thing. And beyond you just being a living thing, you have a relationship with God through Christ Jesus. And so God has a greater responsibility, a greater commitment, commitment by covenant. God is committed to you by covenant. So there is a responsibility of God upon your life because you belong to Christ Jesus. I am a living thing and I belong to Christ Jesus. The third thing is that you must have a desire that is in accordance with the word of God. Your desire must tally with the word of God, the promises of God, and the will of God for your life. You must know what you want. You must have a desire. What do you want? The man who expects nothing will never be disappointed. And so you must live every day of your life with a strong desire, a strong desire for God to do something great in your life and in your destiny. You must place a demand upon the responsibilities of God and His grace that is abundantly available unto you. Place a demand on God by your strong desire, and not just your desire, by your prayers also. Don't forget, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the Bible says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask, above all that you can ask or desire. So God answers our desires. God answers our prayers, our requests. So you must have a desire. If you don't have any desire, there will be nothing for God to satisfy. It is the desire of every living thing that God satisfies. So do you have a desire? As you set out this week, what are your plans? What are your projections? What are your desires for this week? You must have a desire for each day of the week. Don't forget, Jesus Christ said, every day has evil. So He said, sufficient for each day is the evil thereof. You can replace the evil in each day with a godly desire, the desires that you have. So let's set out this week with a desire for each day of the week. This is what God will satisfy, the desires of your heart. I encourage you to place a demand on all the promises of God for your life and convert these to a strong desire in you and pursue this desire. Work towards the accomplishment and the fulfillment of these desires in your life. And once this is done, your own role, your own part is played. And then the part of God is to open His hands and then satisfy those desires in your heart. Don't forget, because you are a living being and because you are connected to God through Christ Jesus, and you have a desire that God will satisfy. So God has a responsibility towards you, and He will satisfy those desires in your heart. I make bold to say that this week, every desire of your heart, the God of heaven will satisfy it in the precious name of Jesus. The hands of the Lord will be opened to you. And when the hands of God are open to you, the hands of men will have no alternative than to be opened unto you. So because the hands of God are open to you, He will command men, He will compel men to open their hands to you and to satisfy the desires of your heart. Your heart will be satisfied. God spoke to the widow of Zarephath to meet Elijah's need, to satisfy the desires of his heart for daily sustenance. And so God spoke to this woman to provide, make provision for Elijah. In other words, God opened His hand to Elijah through this woman to satisfy his desires. And God also satisfied the desire of this woman for daily sustenance. That is how God operates, a symbiotic relationship between Elijah and this widow. So God is also going to satisfy the desires of your heart. I am confident that as you step out this week, because you are a living being, because you belong to Christ Jesus, you are connected to God through Christ Jesus, and you have a desire, you have something that God will satisfy. So this week, the Lord will satisfy every desire of your heart in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, open your hands to me and satisfy my heart desires this week in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will open your hands to me and satisfy the desires of my heart. Grant the desires of my heart in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray for divine settlement this week. Father, settle me in every aspect of my life this week in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I pray for divine settlement, that you will settle me in every aspect of my life this week in the precious name of Jesus. Meet me at the point of my needs. Settle me by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, be generous to me this week. Show your generosity to me. And let men be generous to me this week in the precious name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray that you will show your generosity to me this week, and you will cause men to be generous unto me in the precious name of Jesus. Show your generosity to me, towards me, towards my house, and let men be generous to me in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Ask for the favor of the Lord this week, Father. Surround my life and destiny with your favor this week. Favor my righteous cause. Let men also favor me. Let men go out of their ways to favor me this week in the precious name of Jesus. I pray, Eternal Father, that you will favor me this week and you will cause men to go out of their ways to favor me. Let favor be lavished upon me in the name of Jesus. You are the God who lavishes his favor upon all creatures. Lavish your favor upon me in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will open his hands to you and satisfy every of your heart's desires this week in the precious name of Jesus. God will stretch forth his hands and he will meet you at the very point of your needs. Your heart's desires will be granted. As you step out this week, God will meet with you. The Bible says, and Jacob went his way, and the angels of the Lord met him. God will send angels in the form of men to meet with you this week and to say to you, they will favor you, they will bless you. Your life, your destiny will be surrounded with the favor and the blessings of the Almighty. God will be generous to you this week and he will compel men to be generous unto you in the name of Jesus. I declare this week a prosperous one for you. You will operate under open heavens. Lines will fall upon you in pleasant places and the name of the Lord will be glorified. This week, your things will not be hard. Your things will not be difficult. In the precious name of Jesus, you will enjoy favor, unspeakable and uncommon favor. You will enjoy the mercy of the Lord and the help of the Almighty. God's hands are open. Your desires are satisfied. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Mann. You can support this program by praying for the program and by praying for me. You can also support this program by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. You can also support financially. Your financial donations can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow on other social media platforms. My handle on other platforms is @YemiGraceMann. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.